Merry Christmas, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday before Christmas. So happy that you've joined us. We're here at 93.3 FM, celebrating the good things that Christmas brings and how we are connected to one another at this special time of year. Joe Wade will be here sharing the Christmas guest, and we have Heather Thomas, our very own contributor and editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, talking about connecting, making the connection at Christmas time. And we'll be reflecting on the work of Christmas Connection here in our community and our involvement with their charitable efforts. And a very special guest, Dr. Benjamin Franklin, will be with us sharing Christmas in the New World. So stay tuned.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. For accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts has the perfect gift for your holiday shopping. With plenty of low prices to fit every budget. A complete detailing package, bumper-to-bumper cleaning, only $99.95 most cars. A drop-in bedliner package with bed caps, front cap, and tailgate cap, only $299.95. Plus, extra savings on window tinting, toolboxes, spray-on bedliners, and keyless entry systems. And gift certificates are available. Santa got his new ride at Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. Across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So here we are, folks, celebrating Christmas and all that it brings, and we are so happy you're with us. We've got a great show lined up. Joe Wade will be with us in just a moment. He's going to be sharing the Christmas guest, a reading that he is fond of, and we're grateful that he's here to share with us. Lots of ways in which we are connecting to one another during this season of the year, and we're here to celebrate that in this special Christmas edition of Tallahassee Talks. You know, especially when you think about those people who are in need, and we have opportunity to share the good things we've been blessed with. Christmas Connection does its part in helping us share with others, and we had an opportunity to talk with Mary Ballard recently about the work of Christmas Connection. You might want to hear a little bit of that interview right here.
I tell you, Catholic Charities has been doing this for 34 years, but we couldn't do it without the support of the entire community.
It really is that way, isn't it?
It absolutely is. One of the things that we're real proud of regarding Christmas Connection is that we're able to, due to the generosity of the community, use those dollars collected to assist families throughout the year with utility bills or rental assistance. And this year we have a new program that we are looking to kick off in the spring, and it's called Getting Ahead. And we will teach some of our Christmas Connection families about how to get ahead and move from poverty to middle class. And this is a curriculum that has been successful in other Catholic Charities offices. And so we're excited to bring it to Leon County and to you know, assist our families with true self-sufficiency, a gift that they can pass on to the next generation.
Mary Ballard, the program director for Christmas Connection. And we have our good friend, Joe Wade, standing by. Joe, thank you for being here this morning. We're going to let him take the mic and share with you this special reading of The Christmas Guest. Joe?
The Christmas Guest. It happened one day, near December's end, two neighbors called on an old-time friend. They found his shop, so meager and lean, made gay by a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashine. He suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, as the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I am coming your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir, strolling my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and kettle is shining. Over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." Well, his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had known many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he'd had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes was ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer, too." So, with grateful heart, the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. Then he heard a knock, and he ran to the door. But it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady in a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But when she had gone, he was filled with dismay, for the hours of Christmas was slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come, as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. Then out of the darkness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" Again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before, for it was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad, so he called her in, wiped her tears, quieted all her childish fears. And then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room, knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." Then soft in the silence, a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. And I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was a child on a homeless street. 3 times I knocked, and 3 times I came in. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Beautiful Christmas carol that we love to share with you this time of year. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We're sharing music and thoughts and reflections as we celebrate Christmas 2013. Coming up, this coming Wednesday, a lot going on around town if you've not paid attention to some of those activities available to you. You know, art and music, choral concerts, they're all available to us, and even tonight, Tallahassee Ballet is in performance with the Nutcracker, so there's probably not too much opportunity there for you, but if you are planning on taking in some of the other art and music around town, a good way to do that is to check our community page. There are calendars there linked for you. Just go to TallahasseeTalks.com, go to community, and you'll see a listing there of various community calendars, among which are those good folks at Tally Connection, tallyconnection.com. A great feature that's provided for us by Florida State Credit Union, FSU Credit Union, sponsors this whole community calendar, Tally Connection. And that's a great way to get in touch with and stay on top of what's going on. Lots of local community things going on too, with churches and various art galleries. Remember that Lemoyne is in the midst of their annual holiday show. Not too late to take that in. That continues all the way through the end of the month. You know, for us, it's an opportunity to share not only those things that we know about from across the community. It's a way to dig in a little bit and put some of our work on the line. We work hard to help promote those folks that are doing Christmas Connection. And if you aren't familiar with the Christmas Connection here in our community, it's a good opportunity to share what God has given you in a manner that is very meaningful to families in need. And so many years ago, we put together what we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection. Hopefully you've heard about it. And we cooperate with local businesses who are our sponsors, generous folks who advertise the fact that Christmas Connection is there to help all of us, really, particularly those families that are provided a special assistance during a time when need is felt most bitterly. And so we give our time and effort to promoting that fact. And we advertise not only their good work, but the manner in which it's so easy for you to contribute. Well, I can tell you that this year's campaign was probably our most successful ever. And we want to give a good shout out to the folks at Burger King who served again as our title sponsor. Perhaps you were one of the folks who stopped by any of the local Burger Kings and left a donation, a toy or a canned food item, a clothing item. All of that was gathered up earlier this week and delivered to Christmas Connection headquarters out there at Village Square Shopping Center. What a great job they have done. And the early reports are that giving was enormous this year. So congratulations, Tallahassee. You've done a fine job in sharing with those who are looking for our help and doing so in a way that is particularly aimed at their individual needs. You know, Christmas Connection does a lot more than just give to families at a specific time of year. They work year-round. And the thing that we notice, too, is their level of accountability. They're really trying to help people improve their own lives, and so they offer training and guidance to those individuals so that they can do better for themselves and not continue to depend on others for that. They look for ways in which they can make improvements in their lives, and that's a very good thing, I think. So we are blessed to have that association with those good folks, and certainly with your help, we have done a good job this year. And I want to say again, thank you for your support and your involvement. We have, as well, some very special guests in this hour and a half now ahead of us, remaining in the show, not the least of whom would be our good friend, Heather Thomas, who is going to be joining us here shortly. Heather, for her part, has been a contributor to the show on a regular basis. You're familiar with her Women to Watch feature. And as we've talked with her over the years, over the months during this year, we found out that there's a lot of those women that she stays in touch with on a continuing basis as they share their story of how they are connected, how they stay connected to the community. Sarah Mack comes to mind, who was a recent cover woman for the magazine. And you know that Heather Thomas is not only a contributor here, she is the editor-in-chief for Tallahassee Woman Magazine. So as she joins us here shortly, we'll come to the break here in just a moment. And coming up after that break, we'll have Heather with us. But I want to say this to you. She's one of those same women to watch. And I'll say this without her hearing me say this. I don't want to embarrass her. But she is certainly one of those women that we are grateful to have around because she does so much to help us stay connected. And whether you are a regular reader of the magazine or not, I encourage you to take notice. The current issue is on the stands now and has on the cover Tanya Wilkins talking about her work in the community, especially helping children. Another example of a woman to watch. So there you go. It's a way for us to find our place in this thing we call Tallahassee. And it's been clear in this year that we've been together in conversation that Tallahassee, most of all, is looking for its place, looking to be a more contributive, a more unique place, not only to live and work and play, but to give out to the community at large, to give out to our region and to the nation. So there's a lot going on around town, folks. If you're a regular listener, you've been a part of those conversations. From Bob Wilkinson to Halsey Bashirs, Brian DeLoge, Dr. Eric Barron, and Heather Thomas and all of these people who've come to the mic and have shared how they are connected to this grand experiment. We are certainly at a time in Tallahassee when there's a whole lot of vision and excitement about the new Tallahassee and what that will look like in the years ahead. We're glad that you're a part of that conversation, and we want to continue that conversation. You can do that, by the way. Even if you miss one of the broadcasts on air, you can listen online at TallahasseeTalks.com. They're available to you at any time. You can go to that archive page and listen to the show you may have missed, or listen again if you wanted to hear something else in the program that you missed or just want to hear repeated. Another good thing to do is to send us your email by sending to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. You can suggest a guest or a topic that you'd like us to consider. We always look forward to having your emails. And, of course, our Facebook page is a great spot there. If you want to go to Facebook and go to Tallahassee Talks, you can share a comment, you can like the page, you can be kept abreast of the latest happenings going on with us as we continue to share with you. Folks, we are having a great time here. It's Christmas, and we're glad you're a part of it. Merry Christmas to you. We'll have Heather Thomas with us here right after this.
Truck and Car Concepts has the perfect gift for your holiday shopping. With plenty of low prices to fit every budget. A complete detailing package, bumper-to-bumper cleaning, only $99.95 most cars. A drop-in bedliner package with bed caps, front cap, and tailgate cap, only $299.95. Plus, extra savings on window tinting, toolboxes, spray-on bedliners, and keyless entry systems. And gift certificates are available. Santa got his new ride at Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a beautiful Christmas Saturday morning here in Tallahassee, 93.3 FM on your radio. And if you're listening online from around the world, we have listeners in Germany and up in the North Pacific Northwest, wherever you may be. We're glad that you're with us here so that we can celebrate with you Christmas in 2013. As we approach Christmas week, we're on this beautiful Saturday and enjoying all of the goodness and specialness of this season. And we have with us our dear friend and contributor, Heather Thomas, who is the editor-in-chief for Tallahassee Woman Magazine. Heather, what a pleasure to have you on the other side of the mic for a change.
I know, this is the first time I've been on the other side.
Yeah, well, we get to pick at you. So I'm going to get down into all the...
frantically writing my questions in the car out in the parking lot.
This time you get to sit back and relax and just share with us your point of view. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. Tallahassee
Always.
Woman Magazine... by all means, is a contributive publication at so many levels. And it's not just for women, I have to say. I mean, I read that thing and I learn a lot about what's going on around
here. We have a lot of man fans
him.
Out there. We've coined the phrase.
Man fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Well, I'm one of them. Tallahassee Woman Magazine started when Kim Rozier had this idea. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your beginnings as a publication?
Absolutely. You know, one of the themes that we're going to explore here today is making the connection. And pretty much from the very beginning, that's what my involvement has been like. And Kim and I met actually because I sought her out. I had just moved back to Tallahassee. I grew up here. And we had moved back for my husband's job opportunity, and I was kind of at loose ends.
You were an educator for a long time.
Yeah, that's
too,
right. Teaching. I taught high school English in Tampa, Durant High School. I don't know if you have any Durant High School listeners
out
there.
I'm sure we do.
Well, anyway, I taught English, and for about 5 years had my daughter Grace there in Tampa, and she wasn't even two yet, but I've always worked. Mm. I mean, really, since I've been, you know, legally able to work, that's... you know, something that
in
I know
DNA,
that I,
huh?
it is. And anyway, I saw the first issue of Tallahassee Woman and I didn't know what to do with it, but I was excited about it. And, you know, I know with anything, one of the themes we're going to explore in this next issue is finding your passion. And I've learned with me what that feels like. And I just was excited. I didn't know what to do with that. And then a couple days later, I actually saw the cover woman at the park. And wow. I went up to her and I said, "Hey, you know, you're so-and-so." And she's like, "Yeah, how did you recognize me?" And I said, "Well, I've been staring at this magazine. I meant to do something with it. I don't know what." So I emailed Kim, and that's basically what I said. I just said, "You know, I'm excited about what you're doing, and I want to be a part of it, whatever that looks like."
How long ago was that?
For a paid position. It was almost 8 years ago. I've really been along for this ride since the very beginning. And I brought Grayson to the informal interview. She was crawling around on the floor.
That's,
you know, I think
oldest?
There's Cheerios and on the floor she was eating. Kim and I, we just hit it off. And we've just, you know, kind of grown together. She is a very strong woman of faith. And I've learned from her in so many different ways.
Yeah.
She's a mom of two boys, and this was a dream for her to do this.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned the her faith position. That seems to be evident in the way in which you folks do business, that there's a great deal of, I would call it, sensitivity to the leadings and the directions that God provides, and to those among your staff, among yourselves. You seem to have a real keen willingness to hear out ideas, and it's a different environment.
It's really unique, and I don't realize sometimes how unique it is until I go into different environments, especially more professional or career environments. And we pray together. We pray about every cover woman. Sometimes we don't know who our cover woman is going to be, but we know that God will bring her to the fore, and he's been so faithful with that.
Yeah.
And we really like that the magazine is a way to shine his light, and some people really pick up on that and what we're doing. And even if they're not of the same belief, I think overall we do this out of a servant's heart.
Yeah.
We really feel like,
clearly,
you know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of this now, the current current issue, your December-January issue features Tanya Wilkins as the cover woman, and the prior issue you had Sarah Mack. Now, those two individuals are quite different, I would think,
absolutely,
in a lot of different ways, or in various ways. And yet both of them end up on the cover of the magazine. How does that happen?
Well, you know, because it's me here and I can kind of be real. It's God. And I know that sounds ambiguous and probably not, they just go around, you know,
yeah.
You know, whatever they feel like doing, and they get these signs. But literally, we had a discussion about Sarah Mack maybe that same week, and we were trying to figure out who to put on the cover. We had different ideas and themes in mind for that issue, and her name kept popping up in my mind, and so I emailed it late at night to Kim. I said, "Hey, what about Sarah Mack?"
Right.
And she emailed me back, and she said, "You won't believe this, but I guess you will, because this happens all the time for us. I'm listening to her music right now." And so for us, we get these confirmations. Kelly Pettit was another one. She had been on our, you know, we have a list, you know, of women we're kind of thinking about and praying about. I had been meaning to call her, to reach out to her, to make, you know, some sort of connection. And I had just such a busy week. So I think it was a Friday morning. I'm in the car on Thomasville Road, and I look over to my left, and there's a van that says Faux Finishes by Kelly Pettit with her phone number on the side. And I literally, I picked up my phone and I called
there
her right then. I said, "Hey, you don't know me.
Yes.
You just want to look over to your right. I'm here in the car next to you." And I can't tell you how many times that happens.
Special helps that come at a time when they're
needed. He confirms it over and over again.
But I mean, between, if you look at Pettit and then Sarah Mack and then Tanya Wilkins, I mean, these are not, they're coming from different walks of life. You know,
Every woman has a story, and
well,
we're
so that's why I guess that's my
exactly.
my question is, you know, they're so different, and yet they're both cover women.
Yeah.
Is that characteristic of the magazine itself?
Absolutely.
You try to be that diverse.
Absolutely, and you know, sometimes it happens. You know, it's a planned thing. We know we're going to focus mm-hmm. on a certain woman and a certain topic, and sometimes it can be serendipitous like that. Mm-hmm. Or for us, it's more of a faith thing, but. We want to relate to all women. We want every woman to find a connection in every issue that resonates with her in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just be surface. I mean, we have some fun things in there. We're mm-hmm. we're women. We love mm-hmm. fashion. Mm-hmm. We love, you know, all of
jewelry
that.
And makeup seem to show up a lot.
Yeah. We like to shop and other things, and that's okay.
Well, and it's Christmas time, boys and girls,
right.
So why
shop
not?
Local. Shop local.
We should be shopping local, and maybe
yes.
we can look to Tallahassee Women Magazine for
yes,
a little advice
absolutely.
Among us guys who are frantically trying to figure this out.
Well, you know, we actually, in this December-January issue, we have gift ideas for the men in our lives. So
well, there
that
you
may
go.
Be helpful also.
Tallahassee Women Magazine, we have the editor-in-chief, Heather Thomas, our guest. And we are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance. Even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205 or online at merrymaids.com. So we're talking with Heather Thomas about getting connected here at the holiday time. Christmas is upon us, and Tallahassee Women Magazine, for its part, does a great deal to keep us connected to one another. That's been a message you've been delivering here over the last several months. Making the connection seems to be a big part of what this organization is about, what this publication is about. And it seems to me connecting people that otherwise would not be connected. I mean, for Tanya Wilkins and Sarah Mack to show up in the same room, let alone on the same on the cover of the same magazine, they are very formidable in their own arena. You know, here's Sarah Mack, this aspiring young musician, Tanya Wilkins, a community leader. You know, yet there's a common thread, isn't there?
Absolutely. Sarah Mack's article and story really resonated with the idea of thankfulness.
Mm.
And that's something we can all relate to. And waking up thankful isn't something that we do every day. It's something that you have to choose to do, especially being thankful during hard times.
Yeah, yeah.
That there are blessings to be found in even the toughest situations. And these are common core things that, you know, that resonate with all of us in a very deep way. And, you know, with Tanya, she has a wonderful story of redemption. And I think with all of these women, they will tell you that they are not perfect.
Mm.
They do not have it all figured out. And they are on this journey with us, still trying to figure it out. And we're all broken.
Mm.
You know, we're all broken people, and we are all, you know, It's all about the human connection. We all need each other. We're not alone. And it's just that reminder that, you know, if we aren't in that situation, then we might be down the road, or we know what it feels like to be in that hole. You know, and it's empathy versus sympathy.
Yes.
You know, we empathize with you because we've been there. We are there.
Yes.
And let's connect and really help one another. And there's a vulnerability there. You know, with women, we sometimes tend to put up all of our masks and our shields, but really only real connection can be made when we're vulnerable with one another and we, you know, kind of take off those masks.
Sure
and,
enough.
You know, of course with women too, we have that question, that resounding question, will someone love me for who I really am? I think that's a human thing. I mean, not just
yes,
for women.
Certainly.
And I think these women are willing to be real. And are willing to, you know, kind of expose a little bit so that they can ultimately make that ultimate connection of hope. And
yes.
I think Tanya's story is really about that and bringing it back to really what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finding it perplexing that a lot of people are forgetting that it is a religious holiday and that, you know, getting people connected back to what the season's really all about.
Sure enough.
And it started with a child.
Yeah.
Peace is a person. Joy is a person. And what better way to get people connected back to that than to, you know, help children, to help families,
yes,
like
a child
with Christmas connection.
A child who came to us with nothing to offer other than who he was and is.
I love, you know, I was reading this Advent devotional with my youngest, Cooper, who's six, and he's got such a tender heart. And we were reading the part about Mary and Joseph just weary from their journey. And Mary, you know, I being a mom and having two children, I put myself in their position and knocking on door after door after door, and there's no room for them. And I think that's so symbolic of the season and the theme we were trying to get across in this issue is that, you know, we have to open up our hearts. You know, is there room for people in your heart? Is there room for people who are struggling and who are needy, who need that hope? And I, you know, we'd think, oh, if that were me, of course I'd let Jesus in, or of course I'd let these people in. But you know what? There's people all around you
all the time
who are knocking on your door.
Well, and at Christmas time, it's felt perhaps even more
exactly.
so because so many celebrations, as you point out, focus on the consumption of all of the good things we enjoy so much. And at the same time, there are those who are in want and in need. And as we reach out to them, would you think that there's in that degree of vulnerability, we have to be willing to let ourselves let our guard down a bit,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, absolutely. That's the only way it can get started. Oh. Someone's got to let that guard down. And, you know, it's not easy. And I'm not saying you go out and do that with everybody, you know, but people need to know that they're not alone.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where your story, that every person has a story. When you share your story with someone else, it has such power. And I think that's what I love about what we do at Tallahassee Woman, is there's such value. And women, we don't, you know, believe that. Or, you know, I've had a lot of cover women be reluctant, you know. How's my story going to help someone else? You don't know. And again, for me, it goes back to my faith. You just have to share it, and God does the rest. He's the one that, you know, will, you know, have that story touch someone's heart right when they needed it. I have this wonderful phrase that I didn't coin. Gina Bereka, she's a writer and, you know, opinion columns. And the theme of the article was, in their own eyes, can women ever be good enough? And she came up with this term, achievement dysmorphia, or the sense of disconnection women experience when our manifest accomplishments and our sense of unworthiness don't line up. And I, you know, have to be real, and I suffer from that sometimes. You know, I think, you know, here I am, you know, find myself yelling at my kids or, you know, being passive aggressive with my husband, because women, you know, we do that with our husbands sometimes. And he's like, you know, I'm not a mind reader. I'm like, you're not. You need to be. Okay. So, you know,
that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have, yeah, I don't know if men struggle from this sense of unworthiness.
Not at all.
And
no.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I just think,
but
you know,
but I'll pray for you.
Yes. Well, you know, because it, you know, and a lot of times for me, it comes back to, well, it isn't all from me. It's that, you know, let your light shine before all men. I have to talk to you.
Well, you're helping us stay connected, and I appreciate that, folks. We have a great deal to be thankful for. Would you agree? In our beautiful town of Tallahassee here at Christmas time, and we're glad that you're a part of this show. We're talking with Heather Thomas about making the connection and how Tallahassee Women Magazine and those women who are behind the scenes really help us all do that on a continuing basis. The current issue is on newsstands now. You can pick them up there at the public stores around town. Be sure you grab hold of the current issue with Tanya Wilkins, right? And who is the cover woman for this issue. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're here with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. Glad you've made it your way to our humble show, giving you a little view then of what Christmas means to us here and how we celebrate Christmas at the at this particular time when among us are those people in need as well as those people who are able to meet needs. And we have Heather Thomas, who has graciously joined us, the editor for Tallahassee Women Magazine, talking about making that connection, the giver and the receiver, the celebrator and the person who is being celebrated. And for your part, you guys do that, it seems to me, 365, with all of those women that come to your publication in various ways. We get to see how they are connected to us and how we can, if we choose to, connect to them. You've got a lot coming up here in the year ahead, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about some of that. What's going on in 2014?
Lots of amazing things. I love it. I get excited just even talking about it. The first thing that we actually launched officially with this December-January issue is our mobile interactive technology, in which you can download the Layar app for free. It's L-A-Y-A-R, and you scan over pages and up pops immediate access to either a Facebook page like, a YouTube
cool
video.
Yeah.
It's different than the QR code. What our wonderful technology person, Sheena Ducharme, has done is created mobile landing pages, and we had to learn all this vernacular.
Isn't that something?
It is. And so you scan over a page and you immediately get connected literally to either that person or something extra. Randy Shiver, who is actually my son's kindergarten teacher.
Wow.
She's recently put out a cookbook, and we have a video of her making one of her recipes.
How cool is that? So, now, folks, if you're challenged as I am, let me review with you just a moment here what Heather shared with us. If you go to Tallahassee Women Magazine, the current issue, okay, there's an explanation of all of this at the beginning of the magazine, right there at the front of the magazine. You can read through that. But effectively, what you can do is take your cell phone, your smartphone, and you then scan a given ad in the magazine. The Layar application, L-A-Y-A-R, right?
That's right.
You can download. It's a free app. It scans the image in the page and then brings up on your screen, on your smartphone, those hot links to a video or to an email browser or a website. It could even be an audio file, right?
Exactly. And that's what's so, I just get excited from an editorial standpoint.
It
really brings
exciting.
The writing to life.
Yeah.
It brings ads to life.
Well, it takes what is otherwise, let's call it a two-dimensional presentation and makes it digital. All of a
augmented
sudden we have
reality
all
is
of
what
this.
It's called.
Yeah, augmented reality. So it's. Oh, it's fabulous.
It is. And in Tallahassee, you know, we'll need some time to get used to it. We're the first ones on the scene with it in the region. I know the parent company of Southern Living, all of their publications are doing this or have been doing this. I think Time Magazine and Forbes have just started also. So it is new. And I think once people
But you're the first Tallahassee publication
first,
to have done this.
Which
I think
is
that's
really exciting.
That's in keeping with your sort of groundbreaking status. I think you guys have really blazed some trails along the way. Incidentally, there's an ad in there for our beloved Help Us Help Christmas connection. Good example. Look for that ad, download the Layar app, and then scan that ad and watch what happens. It's pretty cool stuff. And let me thank you, too, while I'm on that topic. Help Us Help Christmas connection is probably the most precious thing that we do here annually. And you folks really stepped up. There's a great article in there in the current issue about the whole promotion, how the campaign works, how it was all initiated. Thank you for that, by the way. That was
Absolutely.
A great contribution to our efforts. So that's the neatest thing we got going, kind of techie thing. Now you've got some other programs coming up too.
We do. We've had it on our hearts to do some sort of event where we highlight women, and that sounds vague, but it really kind of came into focus with our Women Who Mean Business Awards initiative that we've officially launched. We're working.
I love the title.
Yes.
Women Who Mean Business.
Women Who Mean Business.
Cool.
I just remember being at a recent professional women's forum that the chamber puts on, and there is just this ballroom sea full of women who really are all amazing. Mm. And there is nothing specifically that highlights these women in a unique way. And the awards that we're going to be giving out, you're going to send in your nominations to us, and we will actually, our judges will go through those and choose 12 finalists.
Okay.
And we'll feature those finalists in the April-May issue. So we'll share a little bit about their story.
Okay.
But the title of the awards are going to be Courage. They're going to be Leadership. These are women who may be small business owners or maybe, you know, working in a larger company in a managerial aspect. I don't know.
Right.
But are making a difference beyond just going to their job and going home. They are serving others.
Wow.
They are leading others. They're mentoring others. These are women that you're like, wow, I wish there was something that I could do to show her how much she has helped us and how much she has helped the company. And it's not just about, you know, wow, she makes a lot of money. It's wow, she's made such a huge impact in other people's lives. And I'm really excited about where this could go. We actually want to create some sort of scholarship for it for a woman who really needs that, maybe a young woman, maybe who needs a way to go back to school, or, you know, a woman who needs to go to school or whatever that looks like. We're still kind of working that out, but we do mm-hmm. want it to be something where it does serve as a vehicle right. to help the next generation right. of women.
Do you think that women are better in touch with the opportunities that they have at hand than they were, let's say, 5 years ago?
Yeah, yes and no. I think with the job market, I think there were a lot of women who had to go back to work because of the economy and or just had to take a different kind of job in order to maintain their livelihood, their family's livelihood.
So a matter of survival.
I think so. That's kind of what we're seeing. We're also seeing women, and we're going to actually talk about this in the next issue. We call them like double dreamers. These women who have day jobs, but right. are trying to pursue right. what their real passion is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I think a lot of women are just getting creative about money and about how to best help their families at the same time.
She is the editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine and a contributor to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Every time we get to hear you, Heather Thomas, it is such a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Christmas time is a great time to reflect upon the history of our nation and upon the culture and the traditions and celebrations that make Christmas such a special time for so many of us and for us as a nation. It seems appropriate that we would have with us as a guest today the very esteemed Dr. Benjamin Franklin. And Dr. Franklin, I have to tell you, having you here in studio today, it's really a treat for me because as a young man, I have admired your achievements and all of your writings and so much of what you've contributed to us as a nation. So if you'll permit me to do so, I may slather a bit today because it's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, Mr. Cerny, please. Please do not allow my head to swell. I do try to remain some sense of humility.
Well, that is your hallmark, isn't it? That you seem to go through life with having contributed so sizably on so many different levels, politically, scientifically, in the area of communications with your what's the name of your printed publication?
Well, I had several. The one that sold most, spread, I should say, the most throughout the colonies was Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yes, to which we refer often. And I want to get down to some of that with what's going on in the colonies. And here we are. What year are we in at this point? I've lost track.
For me, it is always 17 and 89. Ah. And if I may, one small correction.
Yes.
We are no longer the colonies. We are a new nation upon this earth, the United States of America.
In 1789, absolutely. And for that, we have you to thank, along with some of the other framers we often refer to you, of the Constitution.
Thank you. But I contributed gladly a small part to the formation of this country.
In that regard, you have, it seems to me, had the privilege of working with so many colleagues, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, even President Washington. Of all of those folks, do you have a closer tie with any one of those individuals?
Well, of course, I would hold at the highest esteem His Excellency, the General, our new President, General Washington, and of course, the genius of Mr. Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, the primary writer and author of our Declaration of Independence. Mr. Adams and I and the others made a few small changes before submitting that document to Congress. But by and large, many of the members of the Congresses that I served with, I found to be agreeable gentlemen of great moral character, which is so important for our country. Mr. Madison, who many will say is the founder or the author of our Constitution, Washington himself, all said that our Constitution works for a virtuous people.
Mm. So in that regard, you say that at the foundation of our formation as a nation, there is this moral code, you would say, or this understanding of God's role in how we are formed. Is that
Oh, by accurate? All means. Throughout our history, we have seen the hand of providence acting, guiding us through the formation of our country, the battles that we fought, and many were lost, but the important ones, we did prevail.
Dr. Ben Franklin is our guest this morning here with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. It's a pleasure to have you with us. And as I say, for me, recognizing your achievements throughout the history of our nation is such a personal enjoyment. And particularly some of your developments in the areas of science. Many of us remember, of course, your experimentations with electricity. But beyond that, you have a number of other achievements, patents, I guess, that were never filed. But particularly, I think of the Franklin stove as a good example. What are some of those achievements you're most proud of?
Well, one that I think is very helpful are my double spectacles.
Ah.
I came up with the idea of them in France at many of the parties and meetings that I had. And that I was a member of, I was constantly changing my spectacles. I had one pair that would allow me to see clearly those that I'm talking to close. And I would have to change my spectacles to see who I was talking to at the other end of a table. I had a lens maker cut my lenses in half, putting the ones for seeing far at the top, for the lens for seeing close at the bottom. So then all I have to do is merely raise or lower my eyes a bit, and I can see clearly the other end of a table or those that are close to me.
Such a simple innovation.
Strange thoughts come to my mind. Maybe not strange, but ideas of making life easier and better, not only for myself, but for my fellow man.
And here we are then in 1789, our new nation having been formed under the tutelage, we'd say, of this chorus of gentlemen, some of whom to whom you've referred. If you were to think about what we've come through, let's say, in the time that you've been involved, has the threat of foreign domination been outweighed by the internal strifes? There's been some wranglings going on among your ranks, among some of the leadership. How do you think we are now? Are we headed in the right direction?
Well, it is hard to say what will happen in the future, but even in my time in France, many were campaigning against me in Congress, thinking that I was becoming too French, that I was giving everything away to King Louis XVI and the court. One of the things that I saw that throughout the war and our involvement and help from the French, General Washington wanted to win the war without the help of the French army if he could. Mr. Adams wanted to win the war without the entanglement of France. On the other hand, I merely wanted to win that war.
Yes. In our time, here in 2013, as we close out this year, we seem to be in a similar status in as much as there are very strong opinions as to our involvements with foreign nations. And at the same time, we have a bit of wrangling going on of our own among the ranks of those in leadership. So this broadcast we call Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cierney here on a Saturday morning, celebrating Christmas in a very special way with our guest, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We'll be back right after this.
Truck and Car Concepts has the perfect gift for your holiday shopping. With plenty of low prices to fit every budget. A complete detailing package, bumper-to-bumper cleaning, only $99.95 most cars. A drop-in bedliner package with bed caps, front cap, and tailgate cap, only $299.95. Plus, extra savings on window tinting, toolboxes, spray-on bedliners, and keyless entry systems. And gift certificates are available. Santa got his new ride at Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
Celebrating Christmas in the year 2013 and having such a great time as we recall the early beginnings then of our history as a nation, and we have as our guest Ben Franklin. Dr. Franklin, again, a pleasure to have you with us. I'm curious, you're a man of great appreciations, I would say. You have appreciated much of what life offers, and it's well known that you have enjoyed life as you've gone through your various duties. I'm curious to find out from you, how is it that in this new world, Christmas is observed? Here we are celebrating Christmas in our time. How was it for you in your time?
Well, from my observations, it seems to have been a much calmer time for us. Most of our traditions and celebrations we brought with us from England, the different colonies, the different sections of the different colonies, I should say, celebrated Christmas in different ways. in New England, settled mostly by the Puritans and the Congregationalists, Christmas celebrations were not allowed. In fact, there had been laws written to outlaw such celebrations and jollifications. Christmas, for most people, was just another day, at least in New England. If you move farther down, New York, Pennsylvania, and the middle colonies had a great influence with the Dutch and the German. And Christmas was a celebration. Toys, small toys, would be given to children.
Yes.
Feasting would occur.
One of your favorite activities, I understand.
Oh, well, always enjoyed the bounties of this great land.
Do you have any favorite dishes that you associate with Christmas?
One of my favorite things are sugared plums.
Ah.
The finest I had ever had from my dear friend Katie up in Rhode Island. She would send to me at different times her sugared plums.
Yes. With that in mind, is Christmas Day for you a special day?
For me, no. It is a day of celebration. I firmly believe that God in heaven created the earth, should be worshipped. But myself and others are not sure of the deity of one called Jesus. A great man, a great teacher. In fact, I admonish people to follow his teachings as well as the teachings of Aristotle and Plato.
Uh-huh. So in that regard, we would think of you as a deist, not necessarily in the more traditional Christian way of thinking.
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
We just aren't sure of the deity of Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth.
Yes.
But his teachings are of the best that I have seen of any of the old philosophies.
Yes. Are there certain carols or hymns of Christmas that are your favorites?
Joy to the World.
One of mine as
O
well.
O come all ye faithful.
Yes.
We three kings.
Uh-huh.
Many of these came over with the colonists.
With that in mind, with Christmas upon us, here we are thinking about some of those ways in which English culture, particularly, has been influential. You referred to the idea that within the New World, there are great differences. There's a great deal of diversity. We find that true here in our time. Christmas is celebrated in so many different ways. Do you think that America, for its future, will be able to incorporate all of these various differences in a meaningful way? And what does that look like in your mind?
I see the inclusion, the blending of many different customs and beliefs. I think in the future you may see a blending of the Dutch Sinterklaas with the English Saint Nicholas.
Ah.
And a gentleman that comes around and bestows gifts upon good boys and girls, and those that are not so good, maybe some coal in their shoes or stockings, which in the northern climes, some coal would be quite beneficial.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
But I think the almost worship of items, of goods, of things might overtake many people. Naturally, the merchants are looking forward to the Christmas time, the time of Advent, which we find ourselves in now, and even into the 12 nights of Christmas coming up.
Yes.
Because gifts are given, feasts are had, and the merchants, of course, will enjoy this.
Yes, yes. With that,
but it is, I'm sorry, but
yes,
within the hearts of the people,
yes,
a virtuous, moral people, I see the greatest things ahead for our nation.
Do you, you mentioned your fondness for sugar plums. Curious. That is not as often seen in our time as an item. Are there other foods or are there other traditions that are especially near and dear to your heart?
Well, in my own case, in my own family, I like a nice joint of beef, roasted beef, baked potatoes, some vegetables, Madeira, of course, maybe even a nice bowl of rum punch for a guest as they come over to warm themselves.
Do you have a favorite recipe there for us that you could share? For that rum punch particularly, I think.
Rum, some rum, sugar to sweeten it, a little bit of water so it's not so strong, and the juices of other fruits, specifically some lime and some lemon, I find is quite pleasing to my palate.
Well, folks, you are certainly in the company of a great man who, on one hand, has negotiated on our behalf with King George and Parliament, and at the same time knows a good rum punch when it's needed. Dr. Franklin, you are certainly welcome here anytime, but at this time of year, it's a special treat to have you share with us your thoughts about Christmas.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great honor. And to all of the people that may hear of this conversation, I do wish them a Merry Christmas and a most prosperous New Year. Thank you for having me, Mr. Cerny. Or may I call you Brian?
Yeah, please.
As we have known each other for some time.
Indeed. I think we are now on a first name basis.
I hope so.
Dr. Ben Franklin, who for his part has shared not only his reflections on his time in 1789, but has given us a few of those points of view regarding our future as a nation. And here we are in 2013, celebrating Christmas once again. And our pleasure is to bring you such a marvelous contribution. Dr. Franklin, thank you again.
And thank you. It's my esteemed pleasure. Of course, at my age, it's good to be most anywhere.
Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merrymaids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Well, folks, I'll say this. In the 2 hours that we've been together this morning, we have brought you as much Christmas in as many ways that we know how, with the music and the readings and the sharing, the special interview with Dr. Ben Franklin, our good friend Heather Thomas, and thanks to Joe Wade for his part in sharing a very heartfelt message, the Christmas guest. The music, all of the celebrations going on this weekend and leading up to Christmas, we certainly offer you the very best for this special day, special time of year at the Christmas season, and wish for you the very best in the new year. We continue to hope that we will bring for you those things that are of greatest interest, the things that you're talking about. And we want to close the show today with another little special edition. For many years, it's been fun for me to keep track of our good buddy Uncle Torvald, who from my family side of the world in Scandinavia, Sweden, and Norway. Uncle Torvald has made his annual trek to visit with us for the holidays, so we thought it would be appropriate to have him in studio. And we're going to share a very favorite Christmas song of mine, and hopefully one of yours, from Uncle Torvald. I used to go nuts at Christmas, but a lot of fun at the holidays. We love having him around. we bring him back over every year this time. And faithfully, he is going to share with us as our closing song for the hour, I just go nuts at Christmas. Folks, that's the show. You be sure to stay in tune with us. We'll be looking for you next week right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So we are here to wish you the very best for Christmas and the new year. We will close the show today in an untraditional fashion with our dear friend and Uncle Torvald. I just go nuts at Christmas.
Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I go in there red like a knucklehead, 'cause I squander all my pay. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I rush in the store like a poor, bewildered yerk. And I look for nightgowns for my wife, the black ones trimmed in red. But I don't know her size, and so she gets a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, when each kid hangs up his sock. That's the time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. You know, on the night before Christmas, it's still in the house, and my family is sleeping, so I'm quiet as a mouse. I look at my watch. It's the Spiro Agnew one I got for my birthday.
From Air Lindsay?
And midnight is near. I think I'll go out for a cold glass of beer. And down on the corner, the crowd is so merry, I wind up by having about 12 Tom and Jerry. And I get to bed late, and ye wis how I'm sleeping, when onto my bed those darn kids, they come creeping, and they jump on my head, and they jump on my belly, and I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. And they shout, Merry Christmas! And my poor wife and me, we stagger downstairs, and she lights up the tree.
You were already lit.
My head is exploding, and my mouth tastes like a pickle.
No herring?
And I slip on a skate and fall over a tricycle. And on Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother, and the rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. And after dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awfully screwy. And all my wife's family says Louie is right, and then my goofy relations, they join in the fight. And over in the corner, the television is playing. And over all this racket, Walter Cronkite is saying, Peace on earth, everybody.
goodwill towards men. Just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. And then they all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. You know, I'm so glad this Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Well, yes, go nuts at Christmas, but they sure have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.